it's good to see each of you this morning, and I'd like for you to take your Bibles. I want you to follow along with me if you can. I want to take a subject that we oftentimes teach, particularly out of the New Testament. But I want us to even go back to the Old Testament and get a look at it, and then come on into the New Testament. The first place I'd like for us to go is in Psalms. If you recall, Jesus, after his resurrection in Luke chapter 24, pointed out the fact that the apostles should have known about what was going to happen, his crucifixion and all that would happen to him, in their studies in the synagogues on Sundays or on the Sabbath day. They would always study through the Old Testament, and there are so many prophecies about it that they should have recognized that. But as we see today, people don't study either one very much. And so I want us to go first to Psalms 145, if you don't mind. 145, and let's read verse 17 through the rest of the chapter. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. Now, I don't know if you draw lines in your Bible, but if you do, mark in, underline truth, because that's one of the things we're going to be looking at. And it says here, the Lord is nigh unto all of them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. These five verses have a lot contained in them. First of all, we see that the Lord is righteous in all his ways and all of his works, all that he does. He's open to those who come to him in truth, but he's also will destroy, in verse 20, the wicked. So we see here the one main, I think, the main word that we want to look at is truth. Now, after looking at Psalms, I want you to turn back to Proverbs a minute. I want you to go to chapter 23 in Proverbs. In chapter 23, sometime when you're at home and studying, just go through the whole chapter, chapter 23 of Proverbs, and also the 145 of Psalms. But here we're going to go to verse 22 through 25. In verse 22 says, "Hearken unto thy father, that begot thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Now listen to verse 23. Buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom, instruction, and understanding. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begotteth a wise child shall have joy of them. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice. Here we have instructions then, and it includes parental instructions like dad and mom, as we would call them. And here we see that the person is to hear the father, his teaching, and mother, her teaching. And if you see the word that we're interested in this lesson today, look at verse 23 now. Buy the truth and sell it not. There's that word truth again. We see the importance of the word truth. We see it in God's Old Testament. We see it in the New Testament. So it is very important as we understand how we stand with God and all and what we're to do, that we understand truth. And notice what he says here. Buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom, instruction, and understanding. Wisdom, instruction, and understanding all come from truth. I thought it was very good as we look at it and as we think about it. Now, still in the Old Testament, I got one more, and then we'll get over in the New Testament. Very close to where you're at, I want you to go to Ecclesiastes, the last chapter, chapter 12, and I want you to look at verse 1. He says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. So the writer of Ecclesiastes has in mind that we as should remember the Creator even in the days of our youth. You know, it's sad. I don't know, as we look at society today, how many times do we see those who are being taught the truth come to an understanding of the truth? What they're doing is either serving God, or it is He will destroy them because they're going the wrong way and wicked and sinful in what they're doing. Drop on down to verse 5. Also, when they shall be afraid of that which is nigh, and fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be burdened, and desire shall fail, he, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. In other words, what he is showing, that there is a day in this life that we're going to go to the long home. And drop on down to verse 7. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. And then I think we see in this same chapter, before we get into the New Testament, a very important, it's one of the important verses in all the Old Testament. The last two verses in this chapter. Listen. Let us hear the conclusion to the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. This points up what our duty is in this life. The conclusion of the whole matter is that we keep God's commandments, which are truth. This is the whole duty of man. And at judgment, He will bring everything into judgment, even the secret things. Even the secret things will be known, and we'll be judged by it. That's the reason I love the passage in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 36, when it talks about the fact that we will be judged by every word out of the mouth. With the foul language I hear today and listen to, it's amazing to think of the words that people are saying, and they're going to be judged by it. And this verse says, even the secret things. You might keep it from your husband or your wife, but you haven't kept it from God. You might keep it from your mother or dad, but you have not kept it secret from God. He knows, and it will be in judgment. Now I want to go into the New Testament. And first of all, I want you to go to 2 Thessalonians. In 2 Thessalonians, I want you to go to chapter 2. And I want you to look, first of all, at verse 10. In verse 10 says, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. What? Speaking of those unrighteous, what, they're going to perish, and why are they going to perish? Because they do not receive the love of the truth. You know, that word truth is so important as we look at it and think about it. We need to know it. Of course, in Thessalonians, I recently taught it over it. Stratford, at the senior center. I didn't intend to bring it up in this class, this lesson, but I'm going to. The first chapter, verse 7 through verse 10. Listen. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with His mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power, when He shall come to be glorified in His saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. What we see is those Christians at Thessalonians was being troubled and persecuted by some of those who were around them. And what did he say about it? He says, don't worry about that, because there's a coming a time that the Lord is coming in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and do not obey the gospel. So the truth is important. It is so important to our life. You know, I want us now to look at some other things concerning this truth. Let's go to Timothy, 2 Timothy. This is a scripture we often use in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Look at verse 15 through the rest of the chapter, verse 17. And listen what it says about truth. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Timothy, as Paul is writing to him, is points up the fact that he had known the scriptures since he was a child. Well, that's what it said back in the Old Testament when we was looking at it, and we could have looked at it a lot more. Parents need to teach their children. Timothy was taught by his mother and grandmother. But notice verse 16, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good work. That's truth. Back up just a little bit. Let's go back to Timothy, or Peter, I'm saying, first chapter of Peter. In the first chapter of Peter, 2 Peter, the first chapter, look at verse 21. I'm going to read verse 20 with it. For if after they have escaped the pollution of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow has returned to washing in her, wallowing in her mire. The sad part of it is many Christians then, after a while, they have known the Lord, and what they do is they go back into the old. And the terrible thing of it is they're going to be lost. Sad, sad that we see that. You know, Paul even talks about it in Galatians. You know, in Galatians, we find in the first chapter of Galatians, there was a problem there. And the problem was, as we see several times, people not obeying and keeping righteousness, not obeying God's word. Listen in chapter 1 and verse 11 and 12. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached to me is not after man, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it by the revelation of Jesus Christ. So when we read and understand this word of God, where does it come from? It comes from God. It's inspired. Those who wrote it were inspired men, received the Holy Ghost to write it for us. It is inspired. Oh, you can read the Gospel of John just chapter after chapter, and what do we see? Turn to Gospel of John. I'm going to start with chapter 14 and look at verse 26. It says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Jesus telling the apostles that the Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost is going to come and bring back all things that he had taught them while he was on earth. Even in Jesus' prayer in chapter 17 of John, I don't know if you all realize that, but I want you to realize that chapter 17 is Jesus' prayer right before he was crucified. Notice in verse 1, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may also glorify thee. And then he goes ahead, and after talking about himself, he talks about the apostles. Notice that what he has to say about them. Drop down to verse 8. For I have given unto them the words which thou givest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I come out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. Here he's talking about the apostles. And then drop all the way down to verse 17. He says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. There's that truth. The word is truth. You know, we have the truth here. We have the gospel. You know, I always have to think about the very first chapter of John and verse 17. It says, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Wonderful thought that grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Grace. We need to study grace at times. In chapter 4 of John, we oftentimes use verse 23 and 24. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship them in spirit and truth. Get that? Truth. We're to worship him in truth. according to what he has wrote in this Bible and others have wrote by the inspired gospel that they have wrote it. And we see that we are to worship him in spirit and truth. You know, I don't know, most people don't understand what truth is. They don't even understand what truth is. But what he said back there in 17:17, you remember? What was it he said? Let me mention it again. 17:17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. You know, when you see people serving God, or say they're serving God, can you find it in the Word of God? If you can't find it in the Word of God, they're not doing it by truth. We need to do worship and serve Him by truth. It's important. Notice again, let's look at another scripture. Let's look in chapter 8 of John. Well, before we look, go to chapter 8, let's look at chapter 5. Verse 25 through 29. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Here he's talking about the resurrection. You know, people talk about, you go to a funeral, and they oftentimes talk about, well, he's gone on to heaven. Well, now here we see, he may have went to the other place. Turn to chapter 8 of John. In chapter 8, Jesus here talking to some Jews. Look at verse 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciple indeed. And if you know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. What is it? You'll be Christ's disciple if you continue in his word. And know the truth. The word is truth. It will make you free. You know, if you don't, the interesting thing is in verse 44, it tells you what will happen to those that are not. Verse 44 says, you are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. We're either serving Christ and serving God, or we're serving him the way we're living. Chapter 12 of John. Verse Verse 23, Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified." Here he is now looking at the hour is right here almost upon him. And verse 48 then, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judge him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." We will be judged by that word. Are we prepared for it? We need to be, because we are to worship in spirit and in truth. We're to serve him. You know, one of the things that we need to do is we need to study this word of God, this truth, so that we can come to the kind of understanding that we should have and know what to do. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2 says, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby." Desire that sincere milk of the word. Work at it. Study it. And that same thought and same idea is found, if we back up into Timothy again. There are several passages that we could look at. How about Timothy, 2 Timothy, chapter 2 and verse 15. You study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing the word of truth. We need to study it so that we can rightly divide it. Sad thing is, many people don't know how. Oh, what about 1 Corinthians? 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, look at verse 1 and 2. "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hither you were not able to bear it, neither were you able now." They were not really able to understand it. They needed to work and study more till they could come to an understanding of the truth. The Corinthians were having difficulty with it. And we see, of course, in other places. Let me give you a couple of scriptures and then we'll close. Let's go before we leave John. Gospel of John, let's go to chapter 12 again and verse 48. "He that reject me and receiveth not my words hath one that rejects, judge him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." You know how you're going to be judged? By this word of God. Of course, I like to go to the Revelation. Most people don't like to go to Revelation. Let's go to Revelation chapter 20 and verse 12. "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works." We'll be judged by it. It is an inspired word, inspired truth, and we're going to be judged by it. Are you a Christian? If not, you're going to be lost in the day of judgment. Are you faithful in your work as a Christian and your life? If not, you're going to be lost in judgment. If you need to obey the gospel, today's we can do that. If you've drifted away from the truth and started doing other things, we can correct that here. If you have a need, come while we stand and sing.